Thank you, Sherry. I'll go back to John 17 with me. John 17. And let's read, and we'll just concern ourselves with one or two verses. John 17, verses 24 through 26. Let's read those again. John 17, 24 through 26. The Lord Jesus Christ says to God, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which Thou hast given me. For Thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known Thee, but I have known Thee, and these have known that Thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them Thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. When Brother Reibenbach quoted that 24th verse, as I said, I read it over and over again, wrote it down, and read the whole chapter. I was struck by how often the Lord spoke of the Father throughout this. The Father. Six times here He refers to the Father. And those of you who know something about these chapters, someone said this was the greatest prayer ever prayed, followed by the greatest sermon ever preached. The Lord, beginning back in chapter 13, began to speak to His disciples. And oh, what all He said in John 13, 14, 15, 16. And so now He prays this prayer. 47 times He calls on the Father and speaks to the disciples of the Father. 47 times in three chapters He speaks of the Father. He keeps talking about the Father and the Son. He refers to Himself, the Son. The Father loveth the Son. And He speaks of this special love that the Father has for His Son. And those of you who had a loving father and had a wonderful relationship with your father, it's very special, isn't it? Well, it's much more so, the Father, God the Father with His Son. He speaks of the Father loving His Son and giving Him all things. Giving Him all things, doing things for Him and for His glory. Because this Son of God, is altogether lovely. He's worth it. He's worth everything that the Father bestows upon Him. He's a wonderful Son. He's an obedient Son. The Father says He's well beloved. And He's well pleasing. And yet God Almighty has many sons. Many sons and daughters. You ladies, include yourself on that. Son, daughter, children is what they are. Many sons. He says this in Isaiah 43. He says, bring my sons from far, my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone that is called by my name. God gives that command to bring them. He's going to bring them all. And over in Hebrews 2, it says, it became Him, for whom are all things, by whom are all things, God, in bringing many sons to glory, to populate heaven with His children, His family, many sons. There are many sons of God. Now, all men and women are not the sons of God. All mankind, they're not the sons of God. Scriptures are very clear about that. Romans 9 plainly says that. But the children of promise are counted for the seed. But there are many of these sons of Adam who are sons of God. And God loves them. Verse 23. Look at this. He says, Thou hast loved them that God Almighty loves them like He loves the Lord Jesus Christ. That's hard to believe in. Well, He said it, and He can't lie. John, who wrote this gospel, who dictated this gospel, he also wrote the epistle, 1 John, 2 John. And he says in chapter 3, "Behold, what manner of love that the Father hath bestowed upon us." Not good men, not righteous, but the ungodly, while we were yet sinners. "That the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God." And he goes on to say, John, now, right now, are we the sons of God. "It doth not yet appear what we shall be, but right now, as He is," he said, "so are we in this world." How is He? Loved of the Father. Loved of the Father. They are loved. God's sons are loved. They're cared for. They're provided for. They're protected. He gives His angels charge over them. They're taught by the Father. They're led by the Father. And all someday, every one of them will be brought home to God's heaven, to God's dwelling place. They will all be brought, and the cry shall be shouted by Christ Himself, "Behold, I and the children which Thou hast given me." All are here, none lost, just like He said, except that woman, according to Scripture. "I and the children." And they are the sons of God, loved by God the Father. The Father and His sons. The Father and His Son. Now this ought to give us great peace and joy if we can believe that we are the sons of God. Because if we are, if we're loved by God, we'll always be loved. And everything is working together. Nothing moves and nothing harms us. The sons of God. Can we know that we're a son of God? Can we? Is it presumptuous to think so? Is it presumption to think so? No, it's faith. Can we know? How can we know? Someone said, I don't know if I'm a child of God. I want to be. I hope I am, but I'm just not sure. Can we know? Yeah, we can. Right here, from these scriptures. Our Lord is praying for His disciples. He's praying for God's children, whom He gave to Christ. Verse 9, He says, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which Thou hast given me. They are Thine, and mine are Thine." Don't you love that verse? Thine are mine. They're mine. "I'm not praying for the world," He says, "but those You have given me, the elect, those in the covenant." Verse 20, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word." Lest we think He's just speaking of those 11 disciples. He says, no, I'm praying for every single believer that shall believe through the preaching of the gospel. And He calls these disciples, and He calls all of God's people His children. That's what He refers to. He kept referring to the disciples as children, little children. And go back to chapter 13. I told you He keeps referring to the Father. Go back to chapter 13. After Judas went out, after He gave command for him to leave, then He began to speak to the disciples. And in verse 33... this is where He began speaking to His disciples. He says, little children. He calls them little children. And chapter 14, look there, chapter 14. He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house." This is the Son, the heir of all things. "And in His Father's house are many mansions, if it were not so." See, He can't lie. "So I would have told you, and I go to prepare a place for you." And there are many. There are many. Many reservations. Verse 7. He said, if you'd known me, you should have known my Father also. The Father. Verse 11. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Verse 21. He said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. You love me, you're loved by my Father. Chapter 15. Go over there. Chapter 15. Verse 16. He says, you have not chosen me. I've chosen you. All the children know that, don't they? And I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. The Father. Verse chapter 16. Go there. Chapter 16. Verse 16. He says, a little while you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, because I go to the Father. Back previously it says, knowing that he was going to the Father, and having loved his own. He loved them to the end. And he's reassuring them of the Father's love for them. That he is indeed their Father. Now here's a key verse, all right? How can I know that I am one of these? He's speaking it. All right, look at verse 27. Verse 27. The Father himself loveth you because you have loved me and have believed that I came out from God. And that's what he just prayed there. Because you love me. Here it is. Does God love me? Am I a son of God? Am I a son of God? Well, let me ask you this. Do you love the Son of God? The Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you love me, you're loved of my God. You're loved of my God. Go back to John chapter 8. John chapter 8. He was talking to some Pharisees one day, confronted by these Pharisees, who called God their Father. The Pharisees called God their Father. But they were arguing with the Son of God. They despised the Son of God, yet they did everything they did in the name of God and called God their Father, but they hated the Son of God. What does that tell you? And they argued with him and say, we won't have you reign over us. And our Lord said to them, let's see, go on down to verse 41. They said, we have one Father, even God. God's our Father. Before that, they said, Abraham's our Father. He said, if you were Abraham's son, you'd do the works of Abraham. Later he said, Abraham saw my day. Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad he saw it. Abraham worshiped. Before Abraham was, I am. Abraham knew me and loved me and worshiped me. They said, Abraham's our father. He said, if you were sons of Abraham, you'd do what Abraham does. Love me. And then they say, well, God's our Father. He said, if you were, verse 42, if God were your Father, you would love me. You would love me. You see, the sons of God, the true sons of God, love the Son of God supremely. The elder brother, as the Father does. He said, the love wherewith thou hast loved me is in them, he said. The way the Father loves the Son, that's the way this other sons love the Son. Are you with me? Peter said this. He said to the people, he said, whom having not seen, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, but you love him, and rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Rejoice in him. You rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who you call him. And you love him, the Son of God, supremely. Whom having not seen, all the sons of God, this is how you know them. They love, they adore, they worship the Son of the Most High God, Jesus Christ. He's the object of their affection and their worship. You see, they honor the Son as they honor the Father. Listen to me. They honor the Son as they honor the Father. They call Him the Father. They've never seen the Father. No man ever will see the Father. No man has ever seen God, never will see God. But Christ said, "He that hath seen Me hath seen the Father," didn't it? And so they believe. They believe. Having seen the Son, they see the Father. And here's how you may know if God is your Father. If you love the Son of God, what think ye of Christ? Here's the question. This is what the question that He posed to everybody. He said to His disciples, "Whom do men say that I am?" And they began to say, "Good things, great things, not good enough, not high enough." He said, "Whom do you say that I am?" What think ye of Christ? Whose Son is He? The Son of the Most High. Peter said, "We believe and are sure that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the Most High God." We know who You are. We know who You're from above, we're from beneath. You're the Son of God. You're God manifest in the flesh. We believe and are sure. Oh, He said, "Blessed art Thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. Flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but My Father." The Father. You see, no man knoweth the Father but the Son. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. And no man knoweth the Father but the Son, and He to whom the Son will reveal Him. Nobody's ever going to see God. No man has, no man can. God is a consuming fire. But we will. Job said, "With mine eyes, I will see God." Who? The Son of God. Who is God. Very God of very God. Equal with the Father, though a Son. Though a Son. Equal. Jesus Christ is the only begotten, well-beloved Son of God. He's declared... Now, this is important. Because John said, whoever believes this is born of God. Didn't it? Born of God. This is how you know. He's declared to be the Son of God by God. "This is My beloved Son." Remember? God could not contain Himself. He was so pleased with His Son. God, in divers manners, in old times, sundry times, in divers manners, spoke unto the fathers by the prophet. God never spoke to men, but through the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Christ said, "The words that I speak not of Myself, but the Father that's in Me." Well, but two times though, three times, God spoke out loud, didn't it? And the people just said it thundered. But we know what He said, don't we? We know what He said. Speaking of the Son, He's so in love with the Son. He adores the Son. The Father worships the Son. The Father worships the Son. He said, "Let all the angels worship the Son." Even the Father said, "Thy throne, O God, is forever." There's a wonderful story in the Old Testament of this that illustrates this. David was still king of Israel. He was on his deathbed, though, 70 years old. And there were a bunch of imposters, you know, trying to call themselves the heir to the... David said, "Go call my son Solomon. We're going to have a coronation. I'm going to crown my son king right here in Zion." Does that sound familiar? David said, "Go call my son Solomon." And he invited the elect, the ones who didn't invite him, he commanded them. And they came. And it says the king, when he crowned his son Solomon as king, it says the king bowed himself to the Son. Now, David's still king. He won't give that up. But he says to the Son, "You're king." Even the Father worships the Son. Isn't that something? So do the sons. He's declared to be the Son of God that you heard this Sunday by the Spirit of holiness and the resurrection from the dead. Everything He said, everything He did what God can only do. killing, making alive, wounding, healing, quickening. He says, as the Father quickeneth whom He will, even so the Son quickeneth whom He will. He said, the Father has committed all judgment to the Son. I'm the judge of heaven and earth. I'm the judge. Sounds like God to me, doesn't it? And though a son, yet He's equal with the Father. He's equal in power. He's equal in glory. He's equal in honor. He said everyone should honor the Son as they honor the Father. That's what Scripture said. What do you think of all that? You know, there are many millions who go door to door in God's name, mind you, go door to door, even using the name Jesus Christ. They go door to door in Jehovah's name, God's name, whom they call their Father, but they vehemently deny that Jesus Christ is equal with the Father. And John says they're antichrist. Now, what about you, though? You believe He's equal with the Father? Equal in all things? Blessed art thou. Huh? No man knows the Son but the Father, and whom the Father reveals Him to. Jesus Christ, why is He called the Son of God? Because He's less than? Because He's inferior to? No. He's the only begotten. A son is begotten of his Father. Am I less a man than my Father? Am I less human? Huh? No. Is Christ inferior to the Father? Less God than He? Less sovereign? No. Equal. He's the only begotten, the image of God. God is Spirit. But now, God in the very beginning. Remember, when God created all things, God said, let us create man. Who did He say that to? The angel? No. They weren't created yet. They're created beings. He said that to His Son, by whom He created. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. By Him were all things created. Without Him was not anything created, made that was made. The same was in the beginning with God. The same was God. And God was manifest in the flesh. So, Jesus Christ, called the Son of God, is the express, Hebrews 1 says, the express image of God. Image of God. All the fullness of the Godhead in a body. Do you believe that? That man, see this, you see, Jeanette, you know this, those that I was referring to, those Russellites that go door to door, call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses, and the Mormons and all that, they say He's the Son of God, don't they? They say you are too. They say He's no more a Son of God, though, than you are, don't they? That's what they believe. They believe He was made, Kelly. They believe He was actually created like you and me. No. This is the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, having no father or mother, no beginning of days, no end of day. This is the eternal I Am. Whom do men say that I am? If you believe not, He said, that I am. Tell us plainly who you are. I told you, even the same that I said from the beginning, the same one Moses heard from, is here. But you don't know Him. You don't know God, and therefore you don't know Me, He said. Do you believe that He's the I Am? Huh? Well, my. We say, you know, most call Him, they refer to Him as Jesus. Most people perceive Him as merely a man, and that's how they refer to Him. You will refer to Him the way you perceive Him. You know that? The fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. When the disciples finally started realizing whose presence they were in, oh Lord, they never called Him. They started calling Him Lord, didn't they? Till finally Thomas dropped to his knees. Every knee shall bow. Thomas dropped to his knees and confessed with his mouth, "My Lord and my God." And the Lord did not correct him. Didn't correct him. "My Lord and my God." What do you call him? Do you call him Wonderful Counselor? The Mighty God? The Everlasting Father? Huh? Do you call him, like Thomas, "My Lord and my God"? Do you call him Emmanuel? God with us? Like Isaiah 25:9. They'll say it in that day, "This is our God. We waited for Him. He'll save us. Here He is. God with us." Emmanuel. Go to 1 John 3 with me. 1 John 3, which I quoted. John wrote this epistle, and I quoted it. He said, "Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us." Verse 1, "that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not." It knew Him not. Look at chapter 5, verse 1. "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loveth Him that begat," that's God, "loveth Him also that's begotten of Him." Now, he's speaking, I believe, primarily of Christ, the only begotten, well-beloved. The sons of God love the Son of God. Yes, they do. And they love the begotten, the brethren of the Lord. They love Him. This John writes about this. "Here we know we've passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." Do you love Sandy Park? Do you, Stephen? You love Stephen Park? You can't help it, can you? It's blood. You love your own. You were born loving them. You grew up loving them. You can't not love them. It's blood. If you're a son of God, you have to love the brethren. That's just a fact. You don't make yourself love them. This love of God is shed abroad in you. You love the Son of God. And you love all the sons of God. If they're family, you love them. Don't you? And pretty much recognize them. They all talk alike. Begin to look alike. Paul wrote of this, "of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Christ. Christians. That's their surname. All of them. Sons of God. And they love the Son of God, their older brother, their elder brother, and they love the sons of God, all the sons of God. Well, I got to hurry. I'm going to give you a scripture, a passage of scripture that illustrates perfectly what I'm trying to say here. And let me read this to you. Isaiah 54. Go there with me. Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. Our Lord quoted this. You know this. Our Lord quoted this in John 6:45. He said, "They shall all be taught of God." Remember that? Who? He's quoting, and he can, you know, he wrote this book. He can quote it how he wants. "All thy children," he says, verse 13. "All thy children shall be taught of the Lord." They shall all be taught of God. Every one of them. Loved by God, chosen by God, taught of God. Taught what? Who God is. Christ said that. This is life eternal, to know the living, the true God. They know who God is. They all know. All the sons know the Father. They know He's God. They're not trying to be. He is God. They know that. My, my. They don't have... Sam and Stephen and Shannon, they didn't have different conceptions of Joseph Park, did they? Sammy didn't say, "Well, he's red-headed and 5'4". And Stephen said, "Well, he's 6'10" and has blonde hair." They knew the same Father. They were taught by the same Father, right? They loved the same Father. They knew He was in charge. And no questions asked. That goes without saying. All the children know who God is. He teaches them. First thing He teaches them, that they know who God is. They know who Christ is. All it says there in verse 13, "They'll all be taught of the Lord." And our Lord said, Every man that hath heard and learned of the Father does what? Comes to me. Comes to me, Christ said. The Father says, you go to the Son. Not me. No man can see my face and live. Can't deal with me. He said, there's a place by me, though. Remember what he said to Moses? There's a place by me, though. Cleft of a rock. I'll put you there and see my back parts. Christ is that rock, isn't it? And the Father says to all His sons, you go to that Son, the elder Son. I've given Him all things. The Father hath given, Christ said this, all authority is given unto me in heaven and earth. God hath given me all power over all flesh that I should give. It's the Son's to give eternal life to as many as God gave me. And, you know, every one of these sons, God teaches them what they are. They know they're worthless. They know, all know they're a bunch of prodigal sons. If they're sons, they're prodigals. That Christ is the lamb without spot, and they're black sheep, if sheep. Don't they? And they love the Son. Well, here's a perfect illustration of that. All right? Perfect. God's illustration. True story. Back in the Old Testament, you know the story of Joseph and his brethren. You don't have to turn there. But the story of Joseph, in case some of you don't know, I'll tell you. Story of Joseph. Joseph was the well-beloved son of Jacob. The most loved. It says Jacob loved Joseph more than any of the rest of his sons. And after you got to know the rest of them, you didn't like them either. Even Jacob said, they're a sorry lot. Remember that? Jacob said of all of them, they're a bunch of sorry sons. But now he said, my Joseph. You know, Kelly, the rest of them were, most of them were illegitimate sons. Who were the other wives? Joseph was from Jacob's rightful wife, Rachel. The true son. But he was most loved. And the father, Jacob, gave him a beautiful coat of many colors that distinguished him from the rest of the sons. They just had old coats, you know. Rags. But the son, the well-beloved son, Joseph, had a coat of many colors. You understand who I'm speaking of? Oh, you're blessed if you do. This is Christ. This is all speaking of Christ. Well, Joseph dreamed. The Lord gave him a dream, a prophecy, that all the sons of Jacob would bow down to him. And he told them. He told them that. And they said, no, we won't. And they got angry at him. And he told the father that. John, it says the father pondered these things. Jacob said, sounds good to me. But the sons, these worthless sons, all of them, Levi and Simeon and all of them, they say, we will not bow down to you. You're just a man like we are. We'll see about that. So God Almighty, well, anyway, it says that Joseph went to his brethren and found them where they were. And yet they took him with wicked hands. They took their brother with wicked hands. He came to his own received him not. And they took him with wicked hands and cast him into a pit and were going to kill him. Sold him for 20 pieces of silver. Amazing, isn't it? This story. True story. Of the greatest story ever told. I thought about this. Patrick, I thought, what do you suppose that Joseph was saying when he was down in that pit? He was down in that pit for a while, and his brethren were thinking about killing him. Scripture went on to say he was good, full of goodness. You reckon he might have been saying he knew the Father. He knew God. God knew him. He loved God. You reckon he was praying, Father, forgive them. You reckon? Forgive these brothers of mine. They don't know what they're doing. Well, anyway, so he was sold into Egypt, but God. It's a long story. And I'll make it short. God, in His marvelous wisdom, purpose, and power, made Joseph Lord of lords, King of kings, set him on the most powerful throne in the world at that time, Egypt, and made him head over all. And it says he prospered in everything. Everything Joseph did prospered. All that he said came true. Every prophecy came true. And that all things were delivered into Joseph's hand. And when the world was in famine, it says if anybody's going to get anything, it had to go to Joseph. All goodness, gifts were in his hand again. This is Christ. It's all about Christ. And he was seated on his throne with all authority, but he wasn't known by his brethren. They didn't know him. Didn't know him. And God Almighty brought those worthless sons of Jacob there one day. They were hungry too, and they came just to get something to eat. But God, but Joseph knew them. He knew them, saw them coming, and he was determined, he purposed that he was going to reveal himself to them. But first, they got to repent. They got to know, they got to loathe themselves for what they've done to the Son, the well-beloved Son. They've got to loathe themselves for that. And they did, John. They came to loathe. They got into all sorts of trouble. And they all decided it's because of what we did to the Son. We're getting what is coming to it, like the thief on the cross. We're getting what's coming to us. He didn't deserve that. We deserve this. Until they were broken men. They were changed men. Broken. They came before the one they did not know. And it says Joseph couldn't refrain himself any longer. And he made himself known to his brethren. He said, it's I, Joseph. And he didn't recognize him. King of kings and Lord of lords. What a story. God hath made this same Jesus whom we have crucified. Yes, all we, both Lord and Christ, and all the sons, the sorry sons of Jacob, who despised him and rejected him like those sons, will come to see him who he is and love him and know him and bow to him. When it was over, Nancy, those sons of Jacob, they were sure glad that Joseph loved them first. They were sure glad that Joseph made himself known to them. Could have destroyed them. And you know, here's another part of that story. What do you think Jacob thought of those other boys when he found out what they'd done? But Joseph reconciled them all. Do you get that? Joseph reconciled them all. They're all reconciled. The father with all the sons. Reconciled by who? That Lord on the throne. Man, oh man. What a story. Jesus Christ, the Son, the well-beloved Son of God, and He provided for them all the day. So Christ said, and so they beheld Joseph's glory, and Christ said, Father, I will that they whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am. Joseph said, you're going to stay right here. From now on, I'm going to provide for you. You're not going to lack a thing. I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am. What? To do what? That they may behold my glory. For Thou hast loved me before the foundation of the world, and You put this love in them. They love my glory. Do you? Are you a son of God? Do you love to hear Jesus Christ glorified? Huh? I mean, I know we're all ashamed of our love. But do you not? If I was going to... Well, here's a better illustration. All right, the bride loves the bridegroom. The bride loves the bridegroom. Rejoices. The friend of the bridegroom rejoices at his voice. The bride loves the bridegroom. In glory, Christ is going to come walking down the aisle. We got it all backwards, don't we? But Christ, the bridegroom, is going to come walking down the aisle. And all the bride is in love with Him. And I was saying I couldn't help but think about your wedding. And I was thinking of this illustration. I'll never forget it. Steve was there. We were standing there. And I remember the look on your face when Hannah came walking down that aisle. You remember, Steve? It was adoration is what it was. It was like, I can't believe she's mine. We can't either, Sam. You remember that? Steve, I remember you looked at Sam, and he looked at you like, I'm here, aren't I? This is happening, isn't it? It really is happening. Well, all the sons of God, they adore. They love the Son of God. And when He comes walking down that aisle, and when somebody preaches Him, yes. Am I a son of God? Do you love the Son? Delight to hear His glory? Then you're going to be there throughout eternity, beholding His glory. The bride loves the bridegroom. All right, stand with me. Our Father, thank You. Our Father in heaven, thank You for revealing the Son to Your people and in Your people, shedding abroad the love of God in the hearts of Your people, that they may love the Son as Thou hast loved the Son. Lord, we thank You. And as the song, as the hymn goes, more love to Thee, O Christ. Lord, we do love Him because Thou first loved us. Lord, increase our love, we pray. Greater love hath no man than His love for us. And Lord, may we lay down our lives for Him and for the brethren. Thank You. Thank You for the gospel of Christ. And it's in His name we've met here tonight. Amen. You're dismissed. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Great subject.